Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we have Father Mike Champlin. Father Mike is a member of the Thomas More Center in Webster, Wisconsin. His preaching is entitled, Do You Really Know Who I Am?
The reading is from the 9th chapter of Luke's Gospel. Once when Jesus was praying in solitude and the disciples were with him, he asked them, Who did the crowd say that I am? They said in reply, John the Baptist, others, Elijah, still others, one of the ancient prophets has arisen. Then he said to them, But who do you say that I am? Peter said in reply, The Christ of God. He rebuked them and directed them not to tell anyone. He said, The Son of Man must suffer greatly and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. The Gospel of the Lord. A red flag immediately pops up in this passage. Jesus is praying in solitude. And it says the disciples were with him. That is a notable contradiction. I do believe Jesus was praying in solitude, and I think he was troubled. In my imagination, he was troubled about his future and decided he needed to go and talk things over with his good friends. He starts with a question that troubles him. Just who do really people think that I am? When they say John the Baptist, they are calling him the most effective preacher in their experience. When they call him Elijah, they are equating him to one of the most famous prophets in their history. When they call him an ancient prophet risen again, they are making a statement that causes Jesus to tremble. In his frustration, he puts them on the spot. But who do you say I am? Peter says, You are the anointed of God, that is, the Messiah. Why then did Jesus say, Do not tell that to anyone? Because I think he dreaded what was coming. All the leaders of our society and religion are going to turn against me, the elders, the religious leaders, the scribes, and they are going to want me dead. Why is it that we don't want people who stand out? The Australians call them tall poppies. Why is it that we don't like people who start speaking the hard and often threatening truth? Because it takes away that false power we love and makes us face our sometimes hollow beliefs. Oh, and we love them so much, we would kill to keep them. Holy Spirit, rid us of that fear. Inspire us to listen to the issues that threaten our secure lives, and give us the courage to change, no matter how old we are.